How important is Senator Cruz's speech for the Texas delegation?
It's very clear that Cruz was the favorite candidate. There are a lot of people that have decided Trump may not have been my first choice. He may not have even been my second choice, but he is the nominee of the party. There are a lot of people, though, who are not terribly thrilled about it, and they're going to need to be wooed over. So Senator Cruz's speech could make a big difference with them.
If he uses the word endorsement, would that go a long way toward unifying that group?
You know, if Senator Cruz would make the argument Donald Trump is the conservative candidate, is the one that is going to fight for the same values that I fought for, then that might work. Some people that were not happy with Trump's nomination and tried to make their voices heard.
About 70 delegates, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing was, none of the Texas Republicans who were opposed to Trump's nomination were on the Rules Committee, so they didn't get their voices heard. They tried to on Monday when there was an effort to try and force a roll call vote. They didn't succeed. Most people, I think, realize this is a battle that's been fought and lost, and now they need to move on.
So what kind of efforts have there been to unite this group? I understand Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick called for that.
Dan Patrick was just only one of many elected officials that have been speaking at these morning breakfasts or where they're headquartered. And all of them have been going on at this theme. It's like, look, you don't have the option of staying home. If you don't vote for Donald Trump, you're essentially voting for Hillary Clinton. They're trying also, I think, to push this should be a campaign about values, not personalities. So whether you like Donald Trump or not, he's the one you should vote for if you have conservative priorities.
That said, are there specific issues that this delegation wants to hear about, and are they getting to hear about them at all during the convention?
One of the things that I've been hearing most frequently is, look, we passed the most conservative platform possibly in Republican Party history. So we got a lot of what we wanted in terms of immigration, national security, abortion, health care, and Obamacare, and the judiciary. You know, just in terms of the points that they want to make to argue that you need to vote for the party as opposed to the man, whether you like the man or not, they've been making them regularly. I mean, most of the delegation has been showing up to these morning meetings. So this is not something that people are just hearing when they get on the floor in the evening.
Andrew Schneider of Houston Public Media, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure.